The Tamale Regional Coordinating Council has tasked the Regional Fire Service to examine the status of key state institutions on their preparedness in the event of any fire outbreak. This will help the council update its records and install fire safety equipment in installations which do not meet the requirements. The Northern Regional Minister, Alhaji Mohammed Muniru Limuna, said the council is taking serious its education on fire safety in the region.
Yeah, actually, when we heard that it happened, we were really surprised because we know it has just gone through some major renovation and the necessary business have been taken care of. So when we heard that there was a fire outbreak for ourselves, what we still the fire officer, the commander, regional commander of fire service, and his team, they've been going around doing some assessments in major government institutions or buildings, installations, to ensure, to give us an idea of what is supposed to be there and what is supposed to be fixed, to ensure that this fire, we don't experience any fire outbreaks in our major installments. For instance, if you look at the teaching hospital, what really happened was that we were rather lucky because of the renovation, because they had put in modern measures whereby when there's any fire outbreak, there are triggers that will trigger and the fuse will all go off, putting all the lights off. So the moment that happened, all the lights went off, there was an alarm, then there's even a hydrant right in front of the store. And within 5 minutes, fire service people arrived there. So one of the things that we have done is that we took delivery of 7 fire tenders, brand new. And because of the level of investment that has gone into the hospital, we have even given 1 tender to the hospital to open a fire station within that establishment.
Okay.
Recognizing the fact that, so right now we have a fire tender, but because of the works going on, they were now to identify office accommodation so that the fire officers will move to the hospital and run, so that there will be a dedicated fire service to the place. But in any case, this modern technology that has been put in place, where the fuse will have to, there's a whole room that has the fuse of the whole building. If there's any fire detected anywhere, they will trigger, they go off, then there's an alarm that will actually call people to run in. But I think this fire, we thank God, it didn't get anywhere, and the destruction was very minimal. We had to do education through the National Fire Service, try to educate people, to tell them the dangers of fires, because all that they do is they put down the fire because they want to go after rats. And we just needed to work on the mindset. So the education is going on. As much as the education is going on, we have also put together fire volunteers, people who always ring the bell when they see people putting up the fire, because all these things that you do, people may listen. It's not everybody who adhere to it. Those who refuse and they do it, then we bring them to book. But the Harmattan this time is not so severe. I think it came on some time, but this time it's normal. At least it has been a bit minimal. Some of them have done the bush burning. Others are controlled bush burning, but we've not observed serious impact or effect of what has happened. Just this morning that we heard of this electrical thing that we are all suspecting that would have been the trigger for the fire outbreak at the teaching hospital.
The Northern Regional Minister, Alhaji Mohammed Muniru Limuna, well, he was speaking on the heels of the fire outbreak in Tamale Medical Stores, that is the Tamale Teaching Hospital. Well, according to the relations officer of the hospital, Ahmed Farouk, the inferno destroyed the laboratory stores. He told Radio Ghana that management is taking stock of the items destroyed and will inform the public on its findings later.
Actually, the fire outbreak came to the management as a surprise. We least expected something like that at this particular point in time. But as I speak to you, we have organized ourselves. Management have taken stock of what has transpired. An investigation has been conducted, and we are waiting for the outcome of the investigation.
Whilst waiting for the outcome, what might have caused the fire?
Well, currently as it stands, we cannot speculate as to the possible cause of the fire outbreak at the laboratory store this morning. So the IT department of the teaching hospital, as well as the Ghana National Fire Service in Tamale here, are conducting their investigation collaboratively.
So were there major destruction, and then were you able to salvage some other things?
Well, there were no major destruction. There were about five stores in a chain, and out of these five, only one store was affected. That is the laboratory, the laboratory store that was affected. And indeed, we salvaged some equipment as well as some reagents and other things that are necessary for laboratory tests. But others too were affected by the fire outbreak.
What measures have been put in place or have been put in place in the past by the hospital management, for instance, to ensure safety when it comes to fires?
I think, as you are aware, the hospital has been upgraded to a teaching hospital status, and renovation works have been done in the old building and the new building being constructed. So even in the old building, there are fire hose reels that are connected to our source of water. So if there is any possible fire outbreak, we can even use those fire hose reels temporarily, depending when the Ghana National Fire Service will move in to see the situation.
You just heard the public relations officer of the Tamale Teaching Hospital, Ahmed Farouk, talking about investigations into the cause of fire at one of the medical stores in the Tamale Teaching Hospital.